Is cremation biblical? Okay. On the issue of cremation, here's what I think. First of all, cremation presents no problems from a practical point of view, no problems to God. Because every body that dies ultimately deteriorates. Many bodies die in fires anyway. People are drowned. Any numbers of things happen to bodies after people die, and ultimately they become part of the environment and, you know, and spread out and all that. So there's no practical argument against cremation in terms of somehow it will make it difficult for God to bring the pieces together. Difficult and God do not belong in the same sentence. Okay, that's no problem for him. Now, from the arguments for cremation and then against, for the argument for cremation would be a practical one. It's less expensive. People are concerned about, you know, that maybe there's not enough room to bury everybody, although if you actually look at it, there's plenty of room. That's not ultimately a problem. But the, you know, practicality of expenses and, you know, all of that. The arguments against cremation are these. The people of God in the Old Testament, the consistent pattern was that they buried. Now, buried not typically underground as we do, but into caves often, you know, would put a body into different recesses and all that. Sometimes it was a literal physical digging and a burial, other times. But it's burial of a whole body that has not been destroyed. Part of that arguably comes out of a respect for the body as, in New Testament times, it would be the body as a temple of the Holy Spirit, and also a respect for the body as having been created and designed by God, and out of an anticipation of the resurrection that does not take any action regarding or against, you could say, the body, in the anticipation of it deteriorates on its own, but then God reassembles in the resurrection. The pagans often did cremate. Now, that is not a direct biblical, there is not a direct biblical command that says do not cremate. It certainly says don't burn your children in the fire. That's no child sacrifice. Okay? Some people use that as an anti-cremation point, but the point of that is don't kill your children, you know, which should be obvious. But all right, now, what we're saying, but which of course is not obvious, as is demonstrated in our society with the issue of abortion and other things as well. Now, having said all that, therefore, to me, I personally believe probably the safest route is to choose burial over cremation. When I say safest, I mean safest on biblical grounds. You have clearer biblical grounds for burial. There is no biblical argument against burial, but you can make a biblical argument, perhaps, against cremation because of some of the reasons, just by association. The people of God did the burial, and pagans often did the cremation. Now, having said all that, everybody that's sitting there thinking, yeah, but, you know, grandma was cremated, and my parents were cremated, and this loved family member was cremated, remind yourself of two things. Number one, they weren't cremated because they weren't there. Right? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They're not there. So what they left behind. See, when we look at a body, sometimes we go, that's what's left of them. No, that's what they left. They're not there. And so when we do, when I did the graveside service last week, I said there was one family member who very frankly could not be here with us because she had more important things to do. And she had another place to be, and they're kind of looking at me like, who's the missing family member? And I go, it's Gladys. She's not here, okay? So, you know, make that clear. So if you're struggling with, oh my, you know, fear or guilt related to the fact that somebody's body in your family was cremated, please don't. I mean, it's not going to be a problem for God. So what? I'm only answering the question, one, because it was asked, two, because from this point forward, you might keep those principles in mind.